This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Given that fears of higher interest rates driven by inflation are one key mover of turbulent markets this month, much attention is being paid to the release of the Consumer Price Index just now. It is up by 0.5%, more than expected. The core rate, excluding volatile food and energy prices, is up 0.3%, the most in a year. With this January data, we can tell you that core prices are up 1.8% in the last 12 months, close to the Federal Reserve's inflation target, which could trigger even more interest rate hikes to keep the economy from overheating. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on how that works.
Here's how inflation typically gets going. Unemployment goes down, competition for workers pushes wages up, and prices follow, says Diane Lim of the Conference Board.
Often what causes inflation to rise is upward pressure on wages, which raises prices for producers and which has to be passed on both to producers and consumers.
That's why reports last week of rising wages helped send markets into a frenzy. But here's the thing.
So 3/4 of workers saw absolutely nothing.
David Blanchflower, a labor economist at Dartmouth College, says the wage gains happened mostly at the top. Supervisors, managers, executives, and they skewed the average.
I think the market's wrongly responded to a very volatile series that certainly hasn't impacted the majority of people in the country.
So while today's numbers give us a data point, Blanchflower says inflation won't really begin to climb until lots more people get a raise. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.